I'm really pleased to present our next guest, which is a group of friends and professional musicians who are all pianists. And it's kind of interesting. They're from all over the world, but they get together to perform music for piano, sometimes one-hand piano up to four-hand piano and even more. For the next hour, or perhaps less, we've got Dror Baran, assistant professor of piano, who put this together, his friends Michael Schneider from the USA, Carolina Altmans from Germany, and James Wilding from South Africa are going to present a concert on Thursday evening. And to tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening at the concert is Carolina Altmans.
Hi. Hello, Alan. I'm glad to be here. And the program on Thursday night will take us from one hand on one piano all the way up to eight hands on two pianos, with some works arranged especially for that particular show by one of our four members, namely James Wilding, who's not only a pianist but also a composer.
Well, we'll talk more about the Thursday night concert at the University of Louisville later in the program, but why don't we start with the music, and we begin with the Dror performing piano music for one hand, and it's Scriabin. Carolina?
Yes, it's a prelude written by Alexander Scriabin when he was suffering with his right hand from an injury he had contracted by overpractice. So he wrote some preludes in nocturnes for the left hand only, and they've become quite famous because they're simply gorgeous.
Well, let's start with Scriabin, his prelude for the left hand in C-sharp minor, Dror Baran performing.
Thank you.
at Stror Baran from the University of Louisville performing Scriabin and a prelude for the left hand in C-sharp minor with a concert coming up on Thursday. It's a recital with Dror Baran and friends, including Carolina Altmans, who's here joining me and explaining a little bit about these pieces. Now, I'm at the end of the piano. I can't see Dror performing with just his left hand, but it sounded like he was playing with two hands. Playing with just the left hand, is that a bit of an adjustment to taking you out of your comfort zone as a pianist?
Definitely. It's rather strange. One doesn't know what to do with the other hand, first of all. But also one has to voice one's single hand accordingly to make it sound like it is as if it were played by two hands.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I've heard of works that were written for one hand, it's usually the left hand. The other more famous perhaps being the pianist who had a war wound, I believe, and Prokofiev wrote the concerto for left hand and the Ravel.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any repertoire for the right hand only?
Much less. We researched it a little bit. There is a total of one-handed pieces of roughly 600, which we ended up finding.
Wow.
But there is about only one-third that's for the right hand and two-thirds that are written for the left hand only. I guess because people more frequently injure their right hand simply because they do things with their right hand more frequently. Plus, much of the passage work for solo piano is written for a busy right hand.
Mm-hmm.
And if you overdo it, you might contract a little bit of an infection that has to heal, and then you have to rest. And I think that's where the multitude of left-hand pieces come from, and that's why we had to have a piece written especially for us, for the concert.
Interesting.
Of eight hands.
Well, we're going to have one more one hand before we go to two hands, and then three, and finally four. Our next pianist is composer-pianist James Wilding from South Africa, and you've had the privilege of performing his piano concerto and have a special working and relationship with
him. A little bit. Jamie's my husband, so it's mm-hmm. a little bit of a not only working relationship there. And I'm very much like playing his pieces. They just feel good. I think they sound good, and they really use the piano and the sounds that the piano can make very well. And this particular piece we are going to hear just now is called The First Snow. And it actually has a double meaning. First of all, of course, now the first snow is not that far away anymore. But more importantly, Jamie is from Cape Town in South Africa, and there is never any snow there. So when he moved to America, he actually experienced his first snow, and actually I was there. It was rather fun. He was excited. All the snow flakes and everything is covered in white.
Mm-hmm.
And he captured, I think, a little bit of that joy of seeing all that beautiful white landscape in that prelude that is written for the right hand only.
Okay, so let's hear James Wilding performing his own work, the prelude for right hand, The First Snow.
Thank you.
on Classical 90.5. We're doing a live members-only performance as we present music that will be part of a fuller concert, a recital at U of L on Thursday, November 4th at 8 p.m. with a number of pianists welcomed by their host and friend, Dr. Dor Baran, assistant professor of piano at the University of Louisville School of Music. We go from one hand to two hands in our next set, two works, and beginning with another pianist here, Michael Snyder from the USA, who is performing throughout the country, and including a piano festival in West Texas. A lot of piano festivals going on in Texas, and Michael Snyder is a part of that piano scene there. Now, Carolina Altmans is hosting with me today. Michael's going to play Chopin.
Michael is going to play Chopin. This is a nocturne. It's in C minor, and you will hear it develops from a very slow, almost sad melody and becomes just incredibly full and glorious and triumphant. It is a gorgeous piece of music, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. Of course, all of you know probably that Chopin is also having an anniversary year this year, his 200th birth year, and birthday year, one should say. And I'm sure you'll enjoy this gorgeous, gorgeous nocturne in C minor.
Thank you.
here on Classical 90.5, a live performance by Michael Snyder, who is in town with other pianists, performing Thursday at the University of Louisville School of Music Recital Hall in a program that spans from one-hand piano all the way up to eight hands on Thursday. And our next performer is my co-host today, Carolina Altmans, a work that we talked before the recital today. It's one of those sentimental pieces that have kind of gone by the wayside, not as popular as it was, say, during the 1950s and earlier.
That's right, Alan, that's right. There's a slew of pieces that were played until the mid-century quite a bit, and everybody knew them, everybody had a copy in their piano benches, and for some reason those pieces fell out of favor. They are no longer in fashion. I think they're fantastic pieces, and I'm thinking of making a little compilation. And one of my starter pieces for that compilation is Christian Sinding's Frühlingsrauschen, a piece that was really very, very famous. This is the rustle of spring, of course, by Norwegian composer Christian Sinding. And at this stage of our program, we will have arrived just already with the Chopin Nocturne, of course, but also with this piece on the two-hand level.
Okay. So if you'll take the stool there, we will hear Carolina Altmans performing. I'd like to remind you that this is a members-only concert, and if you'd like to attend the next one and be here in person to interact with the artist that we present, you are more than welcome to when you become a member by calling 814-6565 or going online to wuol.org anytime. Anytime you can become a member and enjoy these little perks that we'll send you an email and let you know what's happening. But we're glad to be able to broadcast this as well as we continue with the two hands, and then we'll go on to three hands from this. But let's hear Rustles of Spring by Sinding with Carolina Altmans. Rustles of Spring by Christian Sinding, Carolina Altmans performing, and she's already back here at the microphone wonderful piece. I love those low notes. It just takes the whole range of the piano on that piece, doesn't it?
Yes, and it also introduces the lighter side of our program. We were trying to go from very little sound and very intimate playing all the way up to, well, you would have to come to Thursday night's performance at 8 p.m. at the University of Louisville to hear where it all ends up with.
Mm-hmm. Just as an aside, we were talking about the loss of sentimentality in the pieces and those works like Russell's The Spring kind of going by the wayside. I have a theory, a pet theory, that the Frenchmen of the 20th century and composers like Shostakovich, they introduced irony and sarcasm in their piano works. That kind of it was the age of sentimentality was kind of over, and those pieces took over.
I see, but don't you think there could be a resurgence of it?
I would hope so. I'm a big fan of all those composers, but you know, it's the pieces like Russell's The Spring that hits me in the gut.
Yes, yes, I bet.
Well, we go to from two hands to three hands.
Yes.
And how is this done? And perhaps a better question: why?
Well, because the program goes from one hand to eight hands.
Well, I understand that. Was this an arrangement especially for this?
This was an arrangement especially. Well, we do have our in-house composer in our group who was able to pretty much arrange for all the odd numbered numbers, if you will. So three hands, five hands, and seven hands are surely made possible by Jamie Wilding.
Well, I'm sure also that pieces for any number of hands exist in history because, as I said, you had to write works for one-handed pianists, and they would probably want to do duets from time to time.
That's very true. That's very true. But we also wanted to have a little bit of a personal note, and we quite frankly wanted to bring to the audience works that we all love very much.
Now, is there a reason why Bach was chosen for the three-handed?
Not so much. It's just that we really just love that aria of the Goldberg Variation so much that we thought it would be such a nice moment of the last moment, if I may say so, of quiet in the program, because we do have quite some bombastic works in the second half. And so this is toning it down still as long as possible, keeping it quiet before it goes crazy.
Now, having two people sitting at the bench, and it is a small bench, what is the interaction between the two people during this piece? Are there any crossing of hands or
no crossing of hands? It's pretty much like a standard duet situation. Four hands on one piano, except we only have three hands on one piano.
Right.
No crossing over.
Well, we're going to hear it right now. An arrangement by James Wilding of J.S. Bach's Goldberg Variations aria, and James is at the piano with Michael Schneider. on Classical 90.5, live in our performance studio, pianists James Wilding and Michael Schneider performing an arrangement by Mr. Wilding of J.S. Bach's aria from the Goldberg Variations. And from here on out, as we are exploring the works from one-hand piano all the way up to eight-hand piano that will be presented on a concert November 4th at U of L, we're dealing with two people at the keyboard, Carolina Altmans. There has to be a lot of communication in between between the two people, because with work like that, you've got pauses, you've got you speed up. How do you communicate to the person next to you when your hands are busy?
Well, as long as you sit next to each other, you can do quite a lot of visual communication. And actually, communication is one of the factors of piano duet composition, because many composers wrote those pieces for a beautiful lady and themselves. And sometimes there was some closeness necessary and some reaching over, and things led from there. So quite a few of these duet pieces are actually a little bit in that communicative range. I think in the case of the four of us, we are lucky. We, I guess we just really communicate well with each other. And it often goes easily in sync, as we call it.
I see, if I had known that, my piano lessons would have lasted more than a year. But anyway, we're going from three hands to four hands with two works to close out our program. And Michael Schneider and Dror Baran are performing together a waltz by Brahms. Now, this is is this Brahms' own arrangement?
It is Brahms' own arrangement, and these waltzes really rather made him famous, much like the Hungarian pieces that he wrote. These little waltzes were a hit, and I'm not quite sure if Brahms was able to anticipate that they quite made him this known. They are very small tunes, and some of them are very famous. You'll probably recognize some of them. Mm-hmm. And each of them is less than a minute long. It's just a little morsel, but they're very sweet and very, very Viennese, if you will.
All right, so let's hear selections from Brahms' Waltzes Opus 39, Michael Schneider and Dror Baran, pianist. On Classical 90.5, during a live members-only concert, Dror Baran and Michael Schneider performing selections from the waltzes Opus 39 by Brahms. Listening to that beautiful performance, by the way, my co-host is one of the pianists of the recital too, Carolina Altmans. I was thinking of how, well, first of all, they were swaying back and forth. I was surprised they didn't knock each other off the piano bench. But then I found myself swaying back and forth, which you really get into the music. And there's a huge repertoire for four-hand piano because there were no iPods. There were no MP3s. People had to learn to play the piano if they wanted to play music or hear music and play together. And it's a very intimate thing, something that families did together, and it was a really bonding thing.
It was, and as a matter of fact, I believe that the playing level was rather astoundingly good in those days, but that doesn't mean that people concertized. They just played on a very good level in their own private homes.
Mm-hmm. But there's a difference between playing music side by side at a piano bench than playing a video game on the couch
much.
With your brother.
Yes, of course, and it's creative. Oh, there is many pluses, I think, for playing live music oneself versus a computer game. I would have to agree with that.
Well, while we lament that, you can go to the piano, and I'll introduce your next piece. This is a preview of a recital that's coming up this Thursday, November 4th at 8 p.m. That includes pianists welcomed by Dr. Dror Baran from he's assistant professor of piano at UofL School of Music. And you can be in the audience to hear as they go from one hand all the way up to eight-hand piano. Our last piece, our last selection for our recital today, will be performed by Carolina Altmans and her partner in many things, James Wilding, as they perform a Slavonic dance by Antonín Dvořák. Thank you. On Classical 90.5, we heard pianists Carolina Altmans and James Wilding performing Slavonic Dance by Dvorak. And it's part of a recital that's coming up Thursday evening at U of L School of Music, 8 p.m., that spans from one hand piano up to eight.
All the way up to eight hands, and we'll be on that eight-hand level for quite some time.
Okay, yeah. So we only have the one piano here. That's why we have to stop it at four. So tell me what goes after, what comes
beyond
after this?
Mm-hmm. Well, on the second half, have two grand pianos, and we'll start with four hands with a romance by Sergei Rachmaninoff. And then we'll go to five, six, seven, eight hands, and we'll end with, well, you have to come and hear it.
Okay. Well, if you'd like more information, the easiest way, I think, to do it is go to Google and Google U of L recital, and it'll come up there. That's how I got the information here. That's on Thursday, November 4th, 8 p.m., with pianist Dror Baran, James Wilding, Carolina Altmans, and Michael Schneider. And it was a pleasure to have you here as part of this members-only concert. Thank you so much for being here from all over the world.
Thank you very much for having us.
And if you'd like to be at our next members-only recital, you know, you can hear it, but to see one person playing with one hand, which sounds like two or three, you have to be in here to watch it. Become a member at WUOL.org or 814-6565. As we return to the WUOL studio, this is Classical 90.5 WUOL Louisville, online at WUOL.org, Louisville's Fine Arts Station.